This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Two Maoists have been killed in an encounter with security forces in Chhattisgarh's Bastar region. The two Maoists were carrying a collective bounty of 13 lakh rupees. Inspector General of Police of Bastar Range, Sundar Raj P, said the gunfight took place last evening in a forest of Kilambargam villages along the border of Kondagaon and Narayanpur districts when a team of District Reserve Guard was put on an anti-Naxalite operation.
जिला कोंडागांव नारायणपुरी बस्तर के सीमावर्ती कीलम बुर्गम जंगल क्षेत्र में प्रतिबंधित एवं गैर कानूनी सीपी मोदी संगठन के पूर्वी बस्तर डिवीजन कमेटी कैडेट्स की उपस्थिति की आज सुरक्षा के आधार पर डीआरजी कोंडागांव टीम सर्च अभियान के लिए रवाना हुई थी। अभियान के दौरान अनेक बार मोदी एवं सुरक्षा बल के बीच में मुठभेड़ हुई। मुठभेड़ के उपरांत इलाके के सर्चिंग में दो माओवादियों का डेड बॉडी रिकवर की गई थी। दोनों माओवादियों का शिनाख्त डिवीजन कमेटी मेंबर हल्दर एवं एरिया कमेटी मेंबर रामे के रूप में हुआ। हल्दर के ऊपर 8 लाख इनाम एवं रामे के ऊपर 5 लाख नाम पुरुष से घोषित है। मुठभेड़ स्थल से एक AK-47 एवं अन्य आर्म्स एमिनिशन भी बरामद किए गए थे।
द सर्च ऑपरेशन इज अंडर वे इन द एरिया। The Election Commission has started preparation for the upcoming Bihar Assembly elections with a poll body conducting a training program for booth-level agents, BLAs, from the state today. Over 200 BLAs of Bihar are attending a two-day training program in New Delhi. This is for the first time that the Commission is organizing such a training program for BLAs at the national level. The election to the 243-member Bihar Assembly is scheduled to be held later this year. The BJP today accused the Congress of trying to intimidate the Enforcement Directorate, ED, following charge sheet against its senior leaders Rahul Gandhi and Sonia Gandhi in the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, senior BJP leader Ravi Shankar Prasad said the ED's action in the National Herald case is a standard legal procedure in which the Congress is trying to create hindrance through its protests today. He accused the party of being corrupt and said that it bribed officials during its rule to write off massive loans it owed in this matter. He added that the party has also acquired land illegally under the guise of the Young India organization.
क्या सवाल पूछते हैं ये लोग परिवार के लोग भ्रष्टाचार का इनका पूरा आचरण शेयर की हेराफेरी करो संपत्ति बनाओ और ये सारी संपत्ति सरकार के द्वारा दी हुई थी क्या भोपाल क्या पटना क्या लखनऊ फिर उसके बाद ईडी ने मामले को टेकअप किया और उन्होंने अपनी रिपोर्ट फाइल की सेक्शन 8 में बिफोर द कोर्ट और कोर्ट ने कहा है कि अब मैं सुनवाई करूंगा 25 को यही तो पूरी कहानी है इसमें है तो वह क्या कि सोनिया जी राहुल गांधी बेल पर है
Meanwhile, the Congress is holding nationwide protests over the charge sheet against its senior leaders. The party has termed the ED's action as vendetta politics. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said the Northeast region is at the heart of many key Indian policies like Neighbourhood First, Act East or the BIMSTEC and asserted that the region's relevance will grow with time. He was addressing a meeting of ambassadors for the upcoming Northeast Investors Summit 2025, organized by the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, DONA, yesterday. Dr. Jaishankar urged the foreign envoys to explore the region and promote its attributes to their governments and industries. India and other G4 nations, including Brazil, Germany and Japan have opposed proposals to allocate seats based on religion in a reformed UN Security Council. India's permanent representative to the United Nations, Parvathaneni Harish, said proposals to introduce new parameters in reforming the council, such as religious affiliation, run counter to established UN practice. He was speaking at a meeting of intergovernmental negotiations at UN headquarters in New York on council reforms on behalf of the G4 yesterday. In Libya, at least 11 people lost their lives after a migrant boat capsized near the country's eastern coast. The tragic incident occurred near the Harawa coast close to the city of Sirte in eastern Libya. In IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals will face Rajasthan Royals in New Delhi this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And with that, we end this news bulletin.